Welcome to Moms in the Middle.
The Middle.
A podcast for moms who feel like they are in the middle of it all. The chaos, the joy, the struggle, and the let's get real.
I'm Ivanka Osmak, mother of a 1.5-year-old son named George.
And I'm Melanie Ng, mom to a 2.5-year-old named Josh.
We are two moms working in television, trying to navigate the roller coaster ride that is parenting.
All right, let's do this. As we do every episode, we are talking about the good and bad parenting moments that we've experienced.
With?
Oh, man. Okay, here. Should I start with good or bad?
Let's go bad.
Always start with bad.
Why not?
Okay, surprise, surprise. What is your worst homeowner's nightmare for something to happen in your basement?
Oh, no.
Good old leaky basement. We've got a clogged drain pipe, which has created some flooding in my basement, which has created flooding in my life, because the last little while, as a parent, you're all of a sudden an expert in contracting, insurance, all of that good stuff. I also have a dog named Brian who's barking at all of these contractors. So I've got a 2.5-year-old that is so upset that all of his toys are ruined because it's a wet basement. We've got to move all of his stuff. He's upset. All he's doing, Josh is screaming, I want to go downstairs. And all I can say to him is, there's a leak. Repairmen. So he's repeating after me, leak, repairmen, leak, repairmen. And it's our mantra over the next little bit. So that is the not so
That's
good.
Terrible.
Not great.
But is it fixed?
It's pseudo fixed. It's in the process of being fixed.
We'll accept it.
It's not leaking anymore. So let's say that.
Basements are the worst. Yes.
There's that. And here is the good. And it was one of the ones that I'm not even kidding made me tear up. Poor little guy is still trying to figure out his new bed. He still likes me to hang out with him as he falls asleep. But his new thing is he dangles his little hand on the side of the bed and reaches for me. And I'm lying down on the ground. And so I look up and all I see is 5 little fingers hanging over the side, reaching and grasping for me, because all he wants to do is hold hands as he falls asleep.
That's pretty sweet.
Like, come on, heart explosions, right?
Oh, so my gosh.
I fully am lying on the ground crying, trying not to whimper and wake him up, because I am bawling here with my hand
my
holding up, his hand holding down. That is one of those amazing moments that I will always remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because who knows how many more times he's going to do that.
He's going to
hold your
hand. No, he's not going to want to hold my hand in the next 6 months, so I will cherish. How about you, Ivanka?
Yeah, okay, so I'll start with my bad again, and my bad was we went shopping one-on-one.
No.
One-on-one, no help from anyone else. George and I went shopping. I needed a new coat, and I should have known. I had him in the stroller, so I walked in with him strapped in, and he wants to get out. And so after, I was like, okay, but you have to stay right by me. And sure enough, before I knew it, he had taken off all the clothes off the rack, thrown them to the ground, and then he races around, and he wants to touch the mannequin because he doesn't really understand, like, this thing has hands and feet and whatever. And so then he wants to, like, hold the mannequin, start shaking the mannequin, and I have to go over, and, like, it's going to fall and topple on over his head. But he just completely destroys this place. And then there are, like, flower gardens, and they have rocks in the flower gardens in the store. Don't ask why. I have no idea.
This is a fancy store.
And this is a fancy store. Exactly. So that makes it even worse. Then he's like, then he pulls out all the rocks and is like throwing them. And I'm like, oh my God, we got to just leave. Just pack up your things and leave. Try and put them in the stroller. And of course, that's not happening because it's just like, no, I want to walk. And so we just never shop there again. We'll have to go online.
You can't show your face in there.
And I cannot go in there because we just destroyed the place. And then it was like, thank you. See you later.
Did you buy anything?
No.
Nothing.
Didn't have time because I was too worried, like, chasing around him. And he's, like I said, he was pulling and just putting his paws on all these, like, you know, the silk and the velvet. And I'm like, oh, my God.
The expensive stuff.
I don't want to pay for it, so we got to just get out of here. The good was we went apple picking. And it sounds so simple and, you know, just something we've done before. My husband and I did pre-George. But it was just so cool watching it through his eyes. And we're getting to live through those experiences now of something so simple and so what we take for granted and routine, he found so awesome. So that was my good moment of the week. Now let's get to, well, the theme of this episode. Mel, it's a very simple question. Do you get me time?
What is me time? No, I don't get me time. And here's the thing. I am so bad at this because my personality, very A-type. I want to make sure everything is 100% in every single category. If it's at work, if it's as a mom, if it's in my relationship. Here's the thing that I've just realized. That's impossible. I'm very bad with prioritizing, I'd say, because there are two things in my life right now that are the things that are taking over my life, and that is being a mom. And the other thing is my career. I want to continue to grow, and I want to do X, Y, and Z. I don't really find the in-between stuff. It's a bit of a problem for me, and I need help. Ivanka, I know you're much better at this than I am, so I need to get some tips from you.
Well, some would say perhaps I'm selfish in this sense, but you know, it's taken me a while to get to where I am in the schedule I've kind of put together, and every day changes, but getting to the gym is very important, and so gym time is me time. I would rather take gym time over a massage, sometimes even socializing with friends, because I like to be really healthy and active, and I also like to eat. So balancing out by going to the gym is very important. So I have my son all morning until a certain time, and then I switch off and I hand over to my nanny, and there are three things that I have to accomplish. I have to get ready for work, and that's like, you know, the outward appearance, but also all the research that I have to do. I usually have to take a nap because I don't get a lot of sleep, and I have to work out. Do I do it every day or, you know, 5 days a week? It's getting harder and harder, but I really make an effort, because even if it's a half an hour of just going for a run or going and doing some weights or whatever it is, I just need a good sweat because it clears my mind. So I'm very good about that, I guess.
No, you're really good at that.
But I feel like I have to apologize for it.
You shouldn't.
I do, you know, and I shouldn't, I guess.
No, you should actually be super proud of it, because this is something that a lot of people struggle with, honestly, is finding the priorities, what's important to you, and building that schedule. So this is going to be what we'll talk about today. And so many people were reacting online, because we put this on our social media channels, and everyone had something to say about me time. The question today is it possible? Knows a thing or two about me time. Could it be a mother of six?
Six.
Get this woman award. We're going to say Julie Cole, bless her soul, rock and roll. She knows how to do it. She is also the co-founder of Mabel's Labels, and any parent knows what that is, because it's stuff that gets lost, right, Ivanka?
Right. You need to label everything.
Everything you have. So welcome, Julie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can I go first, Mal?
You do it.
Did you even find the time to join us here today?
I know. You know what? You always find time for the important things, and you guys are important to me, so here I am.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Exactly.
Right?
So, okay, so you created Mabel's Labels, and you have six kids.
You got it.
What does a typical day look like for you, Julie?
Oh, I don't, you know what? I really couldn't say a typical day. Everyone is so, so different. But it's interesting when you talk about the me time and saying I might know something about me time. I probably don't know a lot about it. And the fact is, I think me time is important, but I believe that moms need to know what their needs are. So if you need me time, and if me time to you looks like going for a massage, or if it means going for a manicure, if it means sitting in a coffee shop and having a coffee and flipping through a magazine, then you need to take that. I have to be frank here. Those to me are not me time for me as defined. That gives me no satisfaction. That does not re-energize me. That's not helpful. And if I needed that kind of me time, I probably wouldn't have had six kids and started a business. And there's nothing wrong with taking me time. Take it. But if you need a lot of it, then I would not recommend my life to you.
Right.
But I do need me time. But the way I define it is a bit differently. Like, me time right now is like sitting here with you two and talking about this stuff. Me time is like going to the hockey arena. All six kids play hockey. And if I go to the arena and I'm not chasing a toddler around, I'm actually allowed to just sit and watch a child play hockey. That to me is me time. So I think we need to just define me time for ourselves and not let other people tell us what our needs are. We're most qualified to know what our needs are, and we should take them as required.
Because that's one thing that you touched on. Me time doesn't necessarily mean alone time. Me time can be family time, as long as you're at ease at some point, right?
Right.
You're not feeling stressed in some way.
And that's the thing. Like, I remember one time somebody gave me an hour-long massage as a gift, and it was the first and last massage of my life, because because I did spend the hour on the table feeling like all the things I could have been getting done in that hour weren't getting done. So that was not relaxing for me. That was stressful. So everybody's got different ideas, and that's okay. Mm-hmm.
I hate to sound like, you know, that you have to be a scheduler or an assistant or something, but there is some time management. Talk about a schedule and what time management looks like for you and how you figure that out with so many people's lives
you're
worried about.
Yeah, so many balls in the air, right? And I think really, I have very busy days and I have to be productive. And I have to be productive at home and at work. And I need a team of people to cooperate with me on that. So as far as scheduling and getting things done, the very most important thing is raising independent kids. And I know that sometimes it's just easier to do stuff for them. You guys have real little ones. And sometimes it is easier just to, you know, get them what they need and do all the things and rescue them. But I think with parenting, that short-term easy solution is long-term hard. And for me, you know, by the time my kids are 3 and 4, they're getting their own breakfast. I don't tell my kids what to do in the morning to get ready for school. I have visual boards everywhere. My child might be standing there like deer in the headlights, not sure what to do next. I send him back to his visual board and he sees, okay, now I have to put my lunch in my backpack. And then he has a little magnetic board. He moves it over. So I have all these visual cues because I do not want to be that mom who's in the morning nagging her kids before school. So I'm just like, hey, go to your board. You know what to do. And then they also feel very accomplished because they've done so much already independently in the morning. So I invest a lot into independence. I also work very hard not to rescue my children. So for instance, if they forget their lunch at home, I don't bring them their lunch at school.
Ooh. It's on them.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's on them. And they only ever forget their lunch once. And so if they forget their gym clothes, they miss gym that day. If they forget their project, they may lose 10%. That's a natural consequence. But again, they only do it once. And I always laugh because you know how schools have that table beside the office where parents drop off like the left belongings, like the stuff left at home. I call that the enable table, and I don't think any school should have that because the more we rescue our kids, the less independent they're going to be, and then the more it's on us. So that would be my real tip around getting stuff done is that I don't rescue my small humans.
I want you to create one of those vision boards for me. I feel like I need that in my life, Ivanka. Yep. I really want one.
But how did that even start? Because, you know, you don't know what the personality of your kids are like. It's one thing for you to have that, you know, you're able to see a vision board and follow it. But for your kid, especially when they're so young, how did you know that they were going to be able to? The six of them all have different personalities as well.
Different personalities, different boards, different priorities, different organizational skills. I have a couple kids who have very weak executive functioning skills. One is on autism spectrum and one is ADD, ADHD. So those kids, I have to be particularly aware of keeping them organized and trying to make them organize themselves. Otherwise, I will have like 30-year-olds living in my house expecting me to figure them out. And that is not going to happen. I will one day have an empty nest. By God, I will.
One day. You heard it here on the podcast.
It is happening. It's happening. Yeah,
you heard it here. So I do things very simply. Like for the little guys, like for your little guys, I would just have little pictures. I might have 5 little symbols of their 5 little goals in the morning. And that might be, you know, pack your school bag, eat your breakfast. And then it's just in pictures because for your pre-readers, you know, they just need pictorials. So that's how I do it. And everything, like you say, there are 6 kids, 6 different personalities. And I always say, I don't treat my kids the same because they're not the same. To be treating them the same would be to treat them with inequality.
Right.
So they all have different needs. And I have to be very, very mindful of that. And I have 6 very different parenting styles based on the needs. How and ever, each of them can reach a level of independence. And it might be at certain different times. I have, you know, one kid who went off to JK and he was 3 and he was barely toilet trained and he was a late in the year boy. And then my next kid who went to JK was an early in the year girl and she was ready to go off to Frosh Week. Like, you know,
yes.
So they are all very different. That's for sure.
Let's bring in some social media because we've a lot of people chiming in on what they do for me time, what they do for prioritizing, what's important to them. So this one coming on Twitter from Brion Yvonne saying, sign up and pay for something, a rec sport league or an art class, whatever it is you enjoy. It'll force you to do it and it'll make it a priority. Good for kids to grow up knowing their parents have lives and interests too. Agree or disagree?
I love it. I love it. I think it's really important for kids to understand that their parents do have lives and do have interests beyond them. And it actually is great role modeling, too. If they see, you know, mom sign up for an art class or for mom's hockey or something like that, they're like, look at mom, like, doing her interest and being passionate and being fit or doing all those, like, lifestyle things. It's great role modeling for kids.
That also means that you have to get extra help or lean on your spouse. So how difficult was it for you to sometimes ask for help, especially when you were in the thick of it? We should tell everyone, Julie, that your kids are now older,
right?
So they are more independent. They're ages 9 through 18.
Yeah.
But when you were in the thick of it, they were young, you know, how easy or how did you ask someone for help?
Well, you know what? And this is a real lesson. I feel like, you know, do as I say, not as I do. I didn't do those things. And I don't think that that was right. But it was so, guys, it was so busy. I mean, when I had my fifth child, my oldest was 6. He was on autism spectrum. Like, it was busy times. And if I did go out, literally, we were a 2-babysitter job. So if we want to go out for dinner and go on a, like, a date night, the expense of a going out and then paying for 2 babysitters, it really wasn't much of an option. I mean, we were a young couple. I'm a recovered lawyer. I left the workforce. I'm trying to, like, bootstrap for a business. Like, those were tough times. But I ended up getting a nanny when my fifth child was 1 year old. And I was 3 kids too late on that front. You know? So I would say, you know, people out there, don't wait till your fifth kid is 1 year old to get help, you know? Because I just really wasn't probably that effective at a whole lot of things. I do have this one little secret thing about me that
please tell us, please.
And it's really, really, really not fair. I just don't need a lot of sleep.
Oh,
I know.
See, that's just not fair.
I know.
Mel, you're kind of the same. You work the morning show, and you have to be up.
I'm up at 3, so I average about 5 hours. What are you, Julie?
I would do 5 hours.
I would do
it. I would do in a 3-hour chunk and then a 2-hour chunk because I was always up feeding babies and that sort of thing too.
See, I'm good with 8.
Yeah.
8, is that okay? That's not asking too much.
George should be a one and done kind of situation.
Totally. I don't feel rested when I don't get a lot.
You know, the other night, it's about knowing your needs.
Right.
If you need 8 hours of sleep, then don't have 6 kids and start a business, right? Like, come on.
But you can do this, Julie. You've mastered it, too.
Yeah,
honestly.
But I got to say, now as I'm getting older, like my youngest is 9, the thought of getting up and feeding babies is horrifying. But, you know, you guys are in the thick of it. Like, you're going to look back at these days and be like, how did I do it? But, you know, we all just do it. We just barrel down and get her done, right?
You do. Yeah. It's another Twitter, someone who wrote in, Mishi, yes, Mishi. And they said, usually I get me time when the kids go to bed. Beyond that, my husband and I both get a bit of time a week. We'll agree that one night he will completely do dinner and bedtime and I can have my time. Priorities by doing only what needs to be done. Say no to a lot as well.
Can
say
you say no?
No?
Are you allowed to say no?
Is it possible?
Oh, friend,
do you feel guilty?
I'm all about the no's. I say no to so much. It took me a long time to get there. But like for the kids, for instance, if I have a child who comes home and says, oh, mom, 24 cupcakes need to be in school for tomorrow. I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you new here? Have we just met? Never going to happen.
No.
Never going to happen. Absolutely not. Big resounding no. And I say no at work a lot too, or at things like if I get invited to speak at a lot of events or to go to brand events and things like that. I actually have a 10-point checklist that I have to check off before I say yes, I will go.
Okay,
10 points.
Whether or not it's worth it, more or less.
It is. Yeah. But you know what? There's lots on it. It'll be like, is it worth it for my brand? Is my audience going to be there? Like that sort of practical stuff. But the very number one thing on it is, do I want to?
It has to be worth it.
It's got to be. Yeah, I got to want to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really, honestly, my secret sauce around this whole survival piece is that I really, really don't sweat the small stuff. I really don't care what other people think. Y'all could come to my house right now for coffee and I would not care what the state of it was, because if you guys were like, wow, Cole's house is kind of messy, I'd be like, you're right. And I'm okay with
and
it.
And deal with it.
I'm okay with it.
And everyone survives. Everyone survives.
And what's it matter? Like, think the 100-year-out thing. Like, I remember my mother-in-law saying, Julie, you're so lucky you don't care about the state of your house or your children. And you know what? She was she was actually being complimentary because she said she was so busy making sure the diapers were on the line at 6 a.m. so the neighbors could see she had hers done. And she's like, I missed out on so much. And I have great relationships with my kids. We're super engaged. We have a lot of fun. And no, they're not getting gourmet meals every night. And no, their sheets only get washed when there's vomit or pee on them.
I love that. Hashtag real mom. Right? So you must look at social media sometimes and think, oh, really?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Hilarious. I get a lot of pleasure out of that.
Okay, so Julie, we went through all the no's. What things should you say yes to?
What should you say yes to? Oh, I still want to talk about no's. I'm all about
so
the no's.
So much more fun.
And I've got so many. I say yes to doing what's right for you and knowing what your needs are and being okay with it. I say yes to getting rid of mom guilt. I gave up guilt 4 kids ago, and it was the most amazing thing I ever did because I actually know I'm the most qualified to know what's best for my family. But remember, say yes to your mama guts. You know, we have good guts. Let's listen to them. But I am going to just end with a no, but it's a positive no. You know, I feel like moms always have these lists of like the to-do list. And I'm going to say yes to writing a do not do list. What are you doing at work? What are you doing at home that you should not be doing? Here's just a wee little example. At my house, I have 6 humans. The youngest is 9. In my mind, I should never unstack a dishwasher again. And I don't.
Yes to do not do.
Uh-huh.
And I like the mom guts over mom guilt.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Trust yourself. We're pretty qualified.
But it took you a while.
Yeah, it took me.
You said 4 kids.
Yeah, because you know what? With my oldest being on the spectrum and then my daughter coming along, there was a whole bunch of different learnings that came along with that, right? And I really did learn that I had to not care what people think because I did have to treat my son very differently to my daughter based on their very different needs. I know what my kids need. I can't care what these other moms are thinking because they don't know our situation.
This is who I am. This
I know.
Is what I need to do. Doesn't matter. Don't judge me.
I know their needs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Julie. We really appreciate that because we know that your time is so important and valuable. And we made your top 10 list. We checked some of them off.
She said yes.
So that you joined us. So yes, exactly. You said yes. So thank you so much for being part of Moms in the Middle.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Every week we feature a mom who kicks ass, and this week we are nominating Doria Ragland. If you know this name, it is, Ivanka, guesses?
Meghan Markle's mom.
Oh, you know it, because you've heard this name. Not only
you've
is
been
she a supermom,
I
love her. Yes. She is soon to be a grandma as well, and my favorite part about this is that you don't stop being a mom when your kids grow up.
Or become famous.
And the thing is, Meghan Markle gets thrown into this royal life. The unknown. Of course, she was an actress, but this is a whole other world. There was so much drama around that royal wedding, but Doria was the only member of Meghan's family that attended that wedding. She was by her side. And here's the thing. It's not like she dropped off the face of the planet. She has appeared with Meghan at several different big, big moments in her life since becoming a duchess. She has built her own fan following. In fact, at a recent Meghan appearance, a fan in the crowd, you can say anything you want to Meghan Markle, okay? You have one thing you can say to Meghan. This fan says, please tell your mom I love her. So Meghan replies, oh, I will. We have that in common, don't we? And I just love that because, you know, at the end of the day, she's still Meghan and she's still Doria, her mom.
Mm-hmm. And even though there's all this family drama, they have a very tight relationship.
I love it. And a taste of home.
Let's talk about a mom kicking ass in our own backyard now. And we are going to focus on Mary Bella.
Bella.
I already like the sound of her name.
I already like the name, but I sang poorly, I know, because she is the conductor of Locals Vocals. It's a women's choir group that she created to allow moms and women in the community just a break from their busyness, and they have some me time. They're also making a few friends, and they're singing. Now, I don't know if you have to,
you have to be good,
really
yeah.
good, because I'd be out for sure. But I love this because it's just bringing together moms, and we all have different definitions of what me time is, whether that's going to the spa, getting a massage, or reading a book, or maybe just, you know, loosening the lips. Is that a
Yeah.
Expression?
Well, you know, yeah, loosening the lips. Yeah. You exercise your bod and she exercises her vocal cords. So that is
there
the way to
go.
Do it. We are never going to be part of your group because we're horrible, but we congratulate you.
But Mary says it's not always about singing and performing. It's also a group that you meet friends and again, just get a little break from your kids, your little ones. And mm-hmm. I think this is awesome. They also take part in the Mimico Children's Choir, which is outside the Toronto area. So she's doing a lot for the community and bringing moms together.
Bella.
Oh, no.
We're out.
That does it for this episode. Thanks for meeting us in the middle. We had another great time. We have to give a special shout out to Frequency Podcast and everyone who helped put this together. Ryan Clark, Stephanie Phillips, Megan Coley, and Jordan Heath Rawlings.
You got it. And do not forget to subscribe wherever you get your pods. And also follow us on social media, on Twitter, at City Melanie, at Ivanka Osmak with an E. Tell everyone you know. We want to interact with you. Send us your comments, and we're going to bring those into further episodes. Thanks for listening to Moms in the Middle. We'll talk to you soon.